Unit 5. Life on Earth in 2040.
It may only be a short while away, but the world in 2040 will be very different. We've already asked some of the world's leading scientists to talk about changes in the near future. In today's radio show, we'll talk about them in more detail. Some future trends concerned with medical research look very hopeful. Others, especially those concerned with climate change and biodiversity, don't look very optimistic. Indeed, they seem to be dangerous for us all. Whatever else we experience in 2040, the impact of climate change will be dramatic. That's the clear message from nearly every scientist working in the field. In the last century, global temperature has risen by 0.6 degrees centigrade. In the next few years, we can expect much the same. So, let's welcome the British scientists James Lovelock, Michael Pears, a scientist from the United States, and Tim Flannery, author of the bestseller, The Weathermakers.
Hello, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good afternoon. Thanks for inviting me.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
So, James, what do you think will change in the upcoming years?
Climate change will become a big problem, especially at the poles. By 2040, the North Pole will be free of ice and we'll be able to sail straight across it. At the same time, the great glaciers of the Southern Hemisphere will be breaking up. I'm sure that everybody has seen the image of sled dogs running on sea ice flooded by surface meltwater. This picture has gone viral. People thought that the dogs were running on water.
Interesting and sobering thoughts. Of course, we all know this picture. So, Michael, is your view also that pessimistic?
I'm afraid yes. I believe that the sea levels will rise dramatically, flooding many cities and islands. Rising water levels is something that Venice has been battling for many years, for example. Many people will lose their homes in the future and will have to leave the places where they grew up. Also, the Great Barrier Reef is already suffering a lot. Temperature increases are killing off the coral, and with another 1 degree increase in global temperatures, we're going to see serious damage being done to it. Also, with increasing temperatures, water quality is put at risk.
Oh my goodness, that does not sound good either. Tim, can you give us a more positive picture?
Well, not really. Around 90% of people living today will still be alive in 2040. This means an enormous rise in population, and in fact, we won't be able to do anything about it. The world's population is expected to increase by 2 billion people in the next 30 years, according to a newly published United Nations report. In addition, increases in carbon dioxide will also threaten our life on Earth. Therefore, the decrease of carbon emissions should be a scientific and political priority in the near future. I personally think that initiatives like Fridays for Future are a great way to make politicians and decision makers more aware that it is high time to act. Teenagers and children are demonstrating to demand climate action. Greta Thunberg inspired so many people to join protests around the world.
Thank you, everybody, for being here today and sharing your views with us. It is obvious that this is an extremely serious issue we have in our hands. It seems to me we have to face many changes in the future. Of course, this won't be easy, and we all need to change our lifestyles. So, all you attentive listeners out there, you now have the chance to phone our hotline and talk to one of our experts if you've got any further questions on this matter.